WMFO Medford, 9 o'clock in about 40 seconds. Coming up on 9:01, as it is want to do. Mike here, along with another Mike Maloney.
I'm back.
Once again, we're Mike Squared. I can't seem to get away from that. I know a lot of people named Mike. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great today.
Yeah.
Can't wait to play some music.
It's because you're off from work. That's why you're great, too.
You got it.
Right? It's a good day when you're off from work. Thank you. See you later. Great show. All right. So we're going to be here till 11 a.m. This particular Mike and I used to go to school at Suffolk University. And the radio station there was WSFR, Suffolk Free Radio. And Mike was in charge of, everything.
Everything.
There. He was my boss. And I was on the air there. If you want to call it on the air. Back then in the mid-80s, we kind of had an interesting setup where if you were in the cafeteria or in the hallway, you could hear us.
And nowhere else.
Nowhere else. So that's where we all started doing this. So today we'll probably play some tracks from back in that era, back in the mid-80s. But I'll keep the same format. I'll do New Noise to start off 5-song sets. Going to remember Pete Shelley of the Buzzcocks today in a quick set. And I've got a local set, too, of a bunch of talented folks that have been in here in Fabulous Studio A over the years. So I'll play that as well. So we'll be here till 11. So let's start the first New Noise of the day. I have something new from Rival Sons. Brand new release they did. And this one is called Feral Roots to start us off at WMFO.
Where I was born, there are trees that would call my name. On the wind they would bring a song for every feral year to claim. They'd say, keep your eyes open, and we'll teach you to dream while you are awake. Well, they haven't spoken since their branches were broken for the fire that they told me to. man. Some old black magic recipe. Said if you act real nice, you know I might let you taste it. You can tell me just what exactly that it is you see.
You and me. got me floating around and round. Always up, you never let me down. The amazing thing, you turn me on naturally. And I kiss you when I please.
It is, in fact, WMFO, Medford. Hmm. That set turned out interesting, didn't it?
It was awesome.
Mike? Yeah, it was awesome. How did we do that? I don't know. First of all, Mike Maloney is here with me for the duration, till 11. Mike and I, quote-unquote, worked together at WSFR while in college at Suffolk University. We were just talking about how many years ago that was. It's very
30.
Depressing. Yeah. It's kind of sad, but I don't know where the time goes. But it's nice we're able to get together and just play music. It's good that you got a day off so you could do it. Let's talk about that set that turned out pretty interesting. My new noise was a new one from the Rival Sons. It's a single called Feral Roots. Rival Sons are just sounding better and better. Just a great track, and as usual, the first track of a set sort of spawned the rest of it. So here's what happened: Chris Robinson Brotherhood from 2012, the Magic Door CD that was Little Lizzie May. Such a great track, and Chris Robinson, whether he's doing his side projects or whatever, it's just excellent stuff all the time.
He is amazing. I just wish he would just get back with his brother and just. Bring the crows back, you know?
You know how brothers are.
I know, but...
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. Egos. There, I said it. Ike and Tina Turner. This is a Mike Maloney pick as I'm pointing at you on the radio, and nobody can see me pointing because it's radio. But that was a cool track, and how did that come about? Did you remember that?
Because one night, Chris Robinson was at WBCN guest DJing, just like I'm doing right now, with Bradley J, and he picked that song out, and it just... We just cranked it in the studio that night. It was unbelievable. And when you said we were going to play The Brotherhood, I was like, yeah, it's a good song to follow it. And, you know, it's everybody's coveted song at some point, you know, stolen the lyrics, you know.
Yep, I knew the track, The Hunter. I've never heard that version. And we were blasting it here, too. That was excellent. That was from Bold Soul Sister, the best of the Blue Thumb recordings. That was The Hunter by Ike and Tina Turner. Great pick, Mike. That was great.
Thank you.
Hendrix came up after that from 1967, When I Was Alive. Yep, I was. Axis Bold to Love was the CD back then. Actually, it was not a CD. It was vinyl. You Got Me Floatin', of course, by Hendrix. And finished up the set, the fifth song of the set, my favorite song of the set, Aerosmith from their first record, Walking the Dog.
And,
killer to this day.
You know, and here's the shout out to Alston because Aerosmith used to live in the 70s at 1325 Comm Ave. And back then, the mayor, Menino, gave him the keys to the city, put a plaque up on the building, then they played out in the street, and Walking the Dog was the first song they played.
And that's on YouTube, like everything else in the world.
Yep.
It's crazy. All right, 9:29 in the morning, Saturday. It is December 15th. We're at the Ides of December. I did just make that up. But coming up on Christmas, and no, I'm not talking about a Christmas track coming up now. I'm not going to do that to you. I swear. I'm not going to play Christmas music. I might pick one if it's a cool one, but we'll see. Haven't planned it yet. Anyway, but new noise for this next set is from Big Head Todd and the Monsters, who were quite active back in the 80s.
Yes, they were.
They were. And they're still sounding great. This new track from them is called For All Time, and it's awesome. Brand new noise here at WMFO, Medford.
And horses are on the track. There's a new dance that's going around. When the hits start flying, you gotta get down. All the young people dance on the square. The old time groove is really nowhere. So when you reach the bottom line, the only means of through is time. Pick yourself up off the floor. Don't know what you're waiting for. A dance to the tune of economics. The horses are on the track.
wrong. Believe in yourself and believe in what brought you here. Leave everything else behind.
WMFO, Medford. Mike here, and Mike here, two of us. I'm this one, and he's the other one.
Did you hear the girl laugh at the end?
I did. And something else is starting here. I wonder why that's starting like that. Why would that do that? You know, that's not supposed to do that at all. But that's okay. Sometimes things happen. There's a ghost in the machine, as the police said.
That's right.
Yeah, they did. And they weren't lying.
Hey, it means we're live.
Yeah.
This ain't...
Yeah. So, just played a 5-song set. Let me tell you what we did. Started off with new noise from Big Head Todd and the Monsters. Brand new, called For All Time. And the first thing out of your mouth was, that doesn't sound like Big Head Todd and
That's
the Monsters.
Right. It doesn't.
No. Are they trying to just be relevant now, I think, in their sound, maybe?
They don't need to do that now.
I like
They're well established.
I know, but I like the way that... I love power pop and pop stuff, so that's right away it speaks to me. I don't know. I like it. Do you not like it?
I did like it. I liked it a lot.
It just isn't what you know of them.
Yeah, I was not expecting that.
It's good for bands to evolve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so new Big Head Todd. After that was Ben Folds 5 from 1997's Whatever and Ever, Amen CD, Battle of Who Could Care Less. That song's been everywhere and around everywhere, but I like it. Robin Tricker, by request, for Frank Iafala. Salt Water Happy was the CD. Need More Bob is that one. I think we all need more Bob. I think we do.
How about Bob's Italian later?
Yeah, right down the street. I think it's, yeah, that's calling our
name. Mark's going to kill us if we don't.
Yeah, I know. It's true. Thanks, Frank. That was Robin Tricker once again. Big Audio Dynamite, another request for Sandra Stacy, who... me and Mike know is Sandy from back then in Suffolk.
No, don't call her that. Call her Sandra.
Well, no, but I was referring to back then.
Okay.
So I don't think she'll get mad.
Hi, Sandy.
it was from This Is Big Audio Dynamite was a CD. I wonder how they came up with that title. I don't know. That was a tough one. The Bottom Line, of course. And just finished up with the band from Bogota, Sonic.
Yes.
And One Peaceful Day. Yes.
Tommy Faye on lead vocals here from... Chelsea Mass.
I can't call him Tommy because I don't know him. But you do.
I do.
Yeah, and you're going to be back with me and him in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He will be here in the studio.
Yeah. Yeah, not on Skype again.
No.
No.
In person. He's home for the holidays.
Yeah.
And like I said, we're going to drag him in here.
Well, you can drag him. I'll just be here waiting. I'll open the door.
He can't. He's excited. Let me tell you. He's excited to be here.
Well, good.
Spread the word of Sonic.
Yeah, good, good, good. I'll be glad to meet him in person. I mean, Skype is one thing, but it'll be nice. So is that pretty much their debut record with this particular lineup of the band, I think?
Yeah, that was Paula, I believe, the little laugh at the end. She's the lead guitarist. Mm. And I was saying earlier, I go, well, it really had like an Oasis vibe to it, maybe like Champagne Supernova kind of thing going on. But that really sounded... really good. I mean, the produce, they really did a great job producing that record.
Yeah, well, you were saying that you know some of his early work when he lived around here, and he's come a long way.
Oh,
let's just put it that way.
It's hard to imagine, but he's pulled it off.
Okay.
And can't wait to see him in 2 weeks.
It'll be great. It'll be great. So don't miss that. All right. So 9:56 in the morning, we want to pay tribute to Pete Shelley, who we just lost, I guess, about 2 weeks ago now, of the Buzzcocks. And the Buzzcocks weren't really preeminent to me. I sort of just missed them. But Mike and I were just talking about WSFR back in the 80s, and we had two records of theirs.
We had their first two records, then we played them.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, same thing. I was past me, too, you know.
Yeah, but, you know.
They're what, late 70s?
Yeah. And as I've sort of grown up, that's funny. As I've gotten older, I've sort of learned to appreciate them. So I want to play a five-song set of the Buzzcocks, starting off with Fast Cars. It's all of 12 minutes for five songs.
Awesome.
This will be awesome. Buzzcocks here at WMFO, Medford.
I keep breathing, I don't know if I should be believing this empty.